Well, hello there, and welcome to another Headlines episode here on the Sustainable Minimalist Podcast, where we are taking the biggest need-to-know environmental news headlines, and we are condensing them, wrapping them up in a pretty bow, and digesting them in 15-ish minutes so that you can confidently go forward with your life with the information that you need to know. Now, today's show, I have titled it Good News, Bad News. So the four stories that we're discussing today, they have some good news in them, yes, but there's also some bad news hidden beneath the surface. So let's go first to the biggest story. It has everything to do with the U.S.'s Securities and Exchange Commission. If you listen to headlines religiously, you are already aware that the SEC has been in the news in recent months. Back on October 20th, I reported on the SEC and something about proposed Scope 3 emissions. So let's talk about all that first and refresh our memories. We have been shown time and time again that we cannot rely on the vast majority of companies to do anything related to their emissions voluntarily, right? Profit above all else. So reducing emissions, even accurately reporting emissions, unless there's a rule or a law in place, it's just not going to happen. Well, the United States' SEC did propose new rulings that would force businesses to disclose their emissions as well as the risks the business is facing from climate change so that investors can have a better picture of what's happening environmentally behind the scenes. So the requirements that were proposed would require companies to report on the threats that it's facing from global warming. It would require companies to report how extreme weather is affecting their financial performance. Companies would also have to say how executives are managing climate risk. And so let's take a shoemaker, for example. I used a shoemaker in that October 20th episode. A shoemaker under these new rules would have to say how much pollution is coming from its factories and corporate offices. And even deeper than that, the proposed, so keyword proposed rule would require that that shoemaker would have to tally emissions that don't come directly from its operations. So emissions that come from the power plants that give electricity to its shoemaking factories, let's say. That third level is called Scope 3 emissions. Scope 3 emissions was the most controversial of all. It's what lobbyists and businesses were really fighting back against, those Scope 3 emissions that seek to calculate all the pollution from the businesses that make the rubber, that make the leather, that provide the electricity to the shoemaker. That's the Scope 3 emissions. The headline this week is that the SEC finally, after months and months of discussions, after months and months of pushback, the SEC ruled. And here's the good news. The good news is that the United States Securities and Exchange Commission did on Wednesday approve a rule that will require some public companies to report their greenhouse gas emissions and climate risks. Yes, that did happen. The rule passed 3-2. Three Democratic commissioners supported it, and two Republican commissioners opposed it. This new rule that is now going into effect does bring the U.S. closer to the European Union standards. However, what's the bad news? The bad news is this. The approved rule is severely weakened. It is not what was proposed. And no, the Scope 3 emissions, they are not included. The bad news here is this new SEC rule, in my humble opinion, just doesn't go far enough. So that's story one, good news, bad news. Let's go on to our next one. And it has to do with Michael Hart. He's been in the news this week. We'll talk about Michael in a minute. Let's talk about when we human beings almost, very close, we came to the brink of it. We almost destroyed our ozone. That was thanks to chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs. CFCs were phased out just in the nick of time under the 1987 Montreal Protocol. CFCs were replaced with HFCs, or hydrofluorocarbons. They were introduced around the world as a substitute to the CFCs, and they are widely used to this day in air conditioning and refrigeration. HFCs were designed because they were thought to be less harmful to the ozone, but they are now these days considered climate super pollutants. They are hundreds to thousands of times more potent to global warming than carbon dioxide. All right, so that's the HFCs. Now let's go back to Michael Hart. Michael Hart was arrested this week in California because it is alleged that he purchased HFC, hydrofluorocarbon gases, in Mexico. He transported them across the border in the back of his truck. He concealed them under a tarp and tools, and then he allegedly sold these HFCs online on Facebook Marketplace and on OfferUp. So Michael Hart, he was arrested on Monday. This is the first prosecution under a 2020 U.S. law aimed at phasing out some of the most potent greenhouse gases on the planet. And a spokesperson for the EPA said, quote, "This is the first criminal case for illegal smuggling of HFCs. It will not be the last." And yes, that's right. The EPA believes there are many more cases of HFC smuggling along the southern border and perhaps along our northern border as well. So let's go back to CFCs for a minute. That's the precursor to HFCs. Back in the 1990s, there was indeed a lethal black market for CFCs. And at that time, in the 90s, the street value of a cylinder of CFCs was equivalent to that of cocaine. So the EPA does believe that it is critical that we are stopping the illegal trade of, now in 2024, HFCs, because, of course, our climate cannot afford that. So the good news here, what's the good news? Obviously, the good news is that the EPA is cracking down on the illegal smuggling of HFCs. Good news. But this is good news, bad news week. So what is the bad news? The bad news, of course, is that HFCs are still widely used in industries. So is making this one person, yes, Michael Hart, who perhaps is allegedly participating in illegal activities, yes, is making this one man the poster child for punishment really solving the problem? Is the problem illegal smuggling of HFCs, or is the problem HFCs in our atmosphere? The problem, of course, is too many HFCs in the atmosphere. So let's focus on solving the problem. And if we're focused on solving the problem, we would be focused on cracking down on the industries that are using HFCs on the large scale. What is one man in relation to this gigantic oversized problem? He's a drop in a bucket. So the good news, yes, we're cracking down on illegal smuggling of HFCs. The bad news, HFCs are still widely used on the industrial level. Let's focus on that instead of on Michael Hart. All right, we're going to take our ad break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our weirdly warm winter. And then we're going to talk about whales. I'll see you in a minute. And we're back. Before the break, we discussed the SEC's watered down new rules. We also discussed Michael Hart and his legal woes, I should say. Now we are moving on to the weirdly warm winter that so many of us across the globe faced. Winter's coming to an end, at least in my location, right? And what a mild winter it was here in New England, I must say. Here in New England, people absolutely love to complain about the weather, and especially New Englanders love to complain about winter. We complain about the cold and the snow and the hassle of shoveling and the hassle of driving in the snow, all of it. We love to complain about winter. But I witnessed very little complaint. Mother's Day is around the corner, and I have the best gift idea for you. Hold on to your hats. It's mylifeinabook.com. Every week, My Life in a Book will send your mom a question via email. They will compile all of your mom or the mom in your life's answers and create a legacy keepsake book. The book becomes something you and future generations can treasure forever. I gave both my mother and my mother-in-law My Life in a Book, and they've already started responding to the prompts when my mother-in-law received her first prompt, she said, oh my goodness, what a thoughtful gift. And that's what we all want, right? We all want to give thoughtful gifts. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day, mylifeinabook.com, and use code SUSTAINABLE for 10% off today. Nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, and that's why I am so excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that offers a full range of products designed to cover all of your garden and lawn needs. In years past, my vegetable garden, I neglected the soil and I didn't have much yield. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, your garden may not succeed. And so this year, I am so excited to cultivate the soil before planting the plants with Coast of Maine's organic products. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. So next time you're at your local retailer, look for Coast of Maine products. Get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coastofmaine.com. Planning. So what's the good-ish news? The good news, I suppose, is that we had a very mild winter. We skirted away with, in at least in my town, zero major snowstorms. Zero. We had no major snowstorms. But what's the bad news? The bad news is that two different independent analyses just came to the same conclusion, and it is we are unequivocally living in a warming world. So the first analysis, which was conducted by the independent research group Climate Central, it was just published 2 days ago on Wednesday. It looked at anomalies in December and January temperature in 678 cities around the world. And here's the key. This is what makes this study really interesting. It isolated the usual variability of the weather from the influence of climate change. So what does that mean? It means that this study sought to determine what amount of warming is caused by humans burning fossil fuels versus what amount of warming is due to other more natural reasons, okay? Climate Central found that cities in the Midwestern United States experienced an extraordinarily warm winter, and that warm winter was due to climate change. So it's not just a fluke of a year, right? It's due to human-caused actions, specifically the burning of coal, oil, and other fossil fuels. Because let's just all remind ourselves, when we burn fossil fuels, we are releasing greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Greenhouse gases contribute to global warming, and global warming is what causes lasting climate change. On most of the Great Lakes this year, there wasn't ice. I'm going to say that again. No ice on most of the Great Lakes. That is remarkable, and not remarkable in a good way. Minneapolis, just one example from this study that studied, again, 678 cities. Minneapolis, I know I have a lot of listeners in Minnesota. So Minneapolis was nearly 42 degrees warmer this year than the average between December and February. And by the way, for my international listeners, 42 degrees Fahrenheit warmer, that's 5.6 degrees Celsius. That's a gigantic jump in warmth. The fingerprints of climate change, so the evidence that this warming is due to human-caused climate change, could be detected for about a third of the winter season. And so Climate Central concluded that 4.8 billion people around the world, quote, experienced at least one day of temperatures that would be virtually impossible without the influence of carbon pollution, end quote. So what am I trying to say here? The next time you are in the presence of someone who questions whether climate change is real, whether our changing climate is due to human behaviors, whether it's due to the burning of fossil fuels, anytime you ever come across in your life a climate change denier, I want you to say nothing. Don't even bother interacting. Just send them this study instead. I've linked to it in the show notes. I've also linked to the New York Times coverage on it for ease of reference. Just send them the study. Enough already with the climate change denying. I'm over it. The proof is literally in the science. So that's one analysis. The second analysis, also out this week, comes from the Copernicus Climate Change Service, which, by the way, is the European Union's climate monitoring organization. Copernicus found that globally, February 2024 was the warmest February on record. It was 1.7 degrees Celsius above average for February temperatures in the recent pre-industrial era. This is now the ninth month in a row to break the temperature record for that respective month. So taken all together, the past 12 months have been the hottest 12 consecutive months on record. Now, this does not mean that we have exceeded the Paris Agreement's goal of stopping global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. We haven't done that yet because for that to happen, the planet would need to be 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer for several years. That several year period, it would be long enough to reflect a more permanent change. So we're not there yet, but the bad news is we're certainly getting close. All right, let's move on to our final story today. I actually heard this story on my local public radio. And so we're going to talk about whales for a minute. And specifically, we're going to talk about whales near me. I live in New England. It is not unusual to see whales off the coast of Cape Cod, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard. Whale watching is big business here. We expect to see humpbacks and fin whales, right? Well, this week, the New England Aquarium's aerial survey team was stunned when they observed a gray whale off the coast of Nantucket. The team took some photos as evidence, and they confirmed their suspicions. They were looking at a gray whale. Now, fun fact about gray whales do not have a dorsal fin. They instead have a dorsal hump followed by a series of pronounced ridges. They also have gray and white skin, and so these gray whales are quite easy to spot. When you see it, you know it. Now, why is this astonishing that a gray whale was spotted off the coast of Nantucket? The gray whale is a species that was hunted out of existence in the Atlantic Ocean in the 1700s. That's right, my friends. The gray whale disappeared from the Atlantic hundreds of years ago. Now, this is good news, bad news week, so stay tuned for the bad news here. But we sometimes forget that whale oil, aka blubber, was in great demand during the early days of the Industrial Revolution. Blubber was used as a lubricant to ensure the smooth operation of all those new machines and gears in factories. Blubber was also used as an illuminant to light the homes and the streets of 18th and 19th century life. So places here in New England, like Nantucket, thrived as whaling ports. And yes, the whaling industry did help fuel the Industrial Revolution. The whaling industry also, it goes without saying, severely depleted, if not completely destroyed, whale populations. Now, these days, the gray whale mostly lives in the Pacific Ocean. They spend summers in the Bering Sea, and then they move south to Southern California and Mexico during winter months. So it's back. Great news, right? Over the last 15 years, gray whales have been sighted, not off my coast in Massachusetts, but in other areas in the Atlantic Ocean. Thrilling. They're repopulating. Good news. Well, not so fast, because this is good news, bad news week. The return of the gray whale is likely attributable to the fact that the Northwest Passage, by the way, is that sea highway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. It goes through the Arctic Ocean. Well, the Northwest Passage has been ice-free in recent summers. The ice is all melted. So that has left open a route between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans that whales that would not have been able to travel in recent centuries can now travel freely. So good news, I guess, that the gray whale is back at the Atlantic, but very, very bad news that the ice in the Northwest Passage has now melted, allowing the whales to move freely. The aerial team at the New England Aquarium that first spotted this whale did say, quote, "These sightings of gray whales in the Atlantic Ocean serve as a reminder of how quickly marine species respond to climate change if given the chance," end quote. So that's our show today. We will be back on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled interview. I'll see you then. Have an amazing weekend. Hug your loved ones and do something fun this weekend. Do something fun. See you Tuesday and take care.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.